The endorsement of David Richter over Kate Gibbs by Lee Schneider in her home county of Burlington demonstrates fracture in the Burko Republican Party organization that in this case inures to Richter's advantage in a brutally intensifying primary. I give credit to Ocean County Republicans for having an open and transparent selection process in like Burlington County, where candidates are chosen behind closed doors, Schneider said. Our county committee members are told who we are supporting, and we don't get the opportunity to vote. Gibbs already has the formal backing of the Burlington Republican Committee. But Richter's snag last night of the support of the Ocean County Republican Committee's support opened the gates for chip-away support in Burlco, none more telling and intriguing early than Schneider. The sitting deputy mayor of Haynesport and the municipal party chair, Schneider, in losing last year countywide, received more votes than her incumbent running mate Tyver and the sheriff candidate despite being below them on the ballot. With Gibbs already possessing Burlco, Richter needed Republican voter rich Ocean County in order to be viable in the two-county congressional district currently occupied by U.S. Representative Andy Kim, D3. Burlco Schneider's endorsement on the heels of last night's convention at the very least proves the political currency of Ocean and the strength of self-financing, and shows how fast frontrunner status can turn underdog. More from Insider columnist Fred Snowflack, who attended last night's Ocean County Republican Convention. If Richter was already discounting the sentiments of party insiders and looking a few months ahead, he was most pleasantly surprised. The convention voted to endorse Richter over Gibbs by 8 votes minus 68 to 60, thereby giving him the coveted county line on the June primary ballot. This was a surprising outcome by just about any account. And it was hard, at least publicly, to see why it happened. Every county organization makes its own rules. In Ocean County, I learned, the candidates are not given a chance to address the voting members. So, there is no chance for a candidate to get votes, or change some minds, with inspired oratory. Or lose votes by saying something really stupid. While that seemed a bit odd to me, party leaders explain that candidates have time to make their case with county committee members prior to the convention. So, after the perfunctory nomination of candidates from the floor, voting began.